Right now, life as a craft distiller in the state is rather rough. You can only do appreciable sales of your product through the state alcohol beverage control system. Someone comes to your facility and takes a tour. They may then purchase a bottle, singular, and if they come back in 364 days for another, no sale. One bottle per person, per year. They also can't go out in the community and promote their product. Craft Beer Festival, fine. Craft Spirits Festival, nope. That's why there's some excitement in the craft spirits industry about SB 155, which passed the state Senate last week.
The way the environment is, this is a huge step for them. And I think they understand that it's going to be slow going, but we are making progress. And, you know, it's like that old adage, you know, give you an inch, you take a mile. They're going to be happy for their inches as they come along the way.
John Francis Trump, the managing editor of the Carolina Journal and author of the recently released Still and Barrel, Craft Spirits in the Old North State, which profiles craft spirits producers throughout North Carolina. SB 155 would ease the reins on the craft spirits industry a bit. Trump's estimation is that raising the limit of bottle sales on site from one a year to five will have the biggest impact.
Many of the distilleries sell several products, and you've got to pick one during a calendar year and buy it on a year-to-year basis and buy it. You know, and people use creative means of getting friends or family and, you know, to get a couple bottles. But now you can pretty much, I would think, buy one bottle of every product. So it would give people the option of buying each one and buying five and then coming back again and revisiting. Because if you buy your bottle, maybe there's not a lot of impetus to come back, but if you buy a bottle here and buy a bottle there, there's more reasons to come back to take tours, you know, to do tastings, to bring friends.
SB 155 would also allow craft distillers to leave their facility from time to time, so to speak. For example, Covington Spirits in Snow Hill makes vodka from yams. Snow Hill has a sweet potato festival. Right now, Covington Spirits can't set up a booth and offer tastings at the sweet potato festival. Under SB 155, they could.
You go out to a festival, you go to a salute in Winston or a craft beer festival, which it just seems like every weekend now. And you could taste beers from different places, but you can't do that with liquor. So this would allow them to get out in the community and get people tasting them. Basically, what this does, and I think the goal of the bill is, and the sponsors have said this, is put them on par with the wineries and the breweries, to give them just as much of a chance to sell their product and get their product out there and known to consumers as, you know, breweries might or wineries might.
All of this comes with an important proviso. Anything regarding alcohol must have local approval, so the bill could pass and the local government where your favorite craft distiller is located doesn't approve, no tastings at your local festival. Local approval is also necessary for the part of the bill that's received the most media attention so far, causing it to be dubbed the brunch bill. SB 155 would move alcohol sales on Sunday up from starting at noon to starting at 10 a.m. Before the bill's passage, it was amended to not only allow alcohol sales earlier on Sunday at restaurants, but also sales at grocery and convenience stores. That aspect has gotten the attention of social conservatives in the state who object to the earlier alcohol sales on Sunday. Trump says that's part of a long-time confrontation in the state, often referred to as Baptist versus bootleggers.
What happens in a house is yet to be seen, but I imagine those same arguments will rear themselves and they may be a little more emboldened this time.
SB 155 is now under consideration in the state house, where Trump believes there's a pretty good path for passage. John Francis Trump is the managing editor of the Carolina Journal and author of Still and Barrel, Craft Spirits in the Old North State. I'm George Olson.